We're talking with Trevor Murray today, and you're the lead vocal and rhythm guitar for the band Murray Band, Canadian country band. So welcome, Trevor. Now, the band is made up of four people.
We're actually, when we play on stage, we sort of get four or five people up there, but we actually now consist of three people, myself and then Jim Ingram on bass and vocals,
mm-hmm.
and Noel Peters on the drum and vocals. So all three of us sing, and that's kind of what our music is all about, sort of an old-style, timeless feel with big harmonies.
Okay, so you're more of the old country feel then?
Yeah, you know, all three of us kind of come from a different musical background, but we all sort of share a real passion for the old, you know, music like Steve Earle, the Band, the Eagles, where the harmonies are just right out in front, and that's where we come from.
Okay, that's great. And I guess Noel, he kind of goes toward the countryside too, of bands like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah,
that's
Noel,
pretty interesting.
I think, he's the hippie in the band. I think he actually used to do a little traveling with the Grateful Dead. But he's a very talented musician. He can play piano, he can play great guitar. We actually just played the Cloverdale Rodeo, one of Western Canada's biggest rodeos, yesterday.
Oh, that must have been quite exciting.
Oh, it was fun, and the weather was a beautiful day, and we actually, for the second set, we got up there, just the three of us with our acoustic guitars, and just played a few songs.
Oh, that must have been really nice, really a lot of fun. Now, you all come from different parts of Canada. You come from Surrey, B.C., and let's see, Jim, he comes from Saskatchewan.
Jim from Winnipeg, actually.
From Winnipeg, okay,
yeah.
And Noel, where does he come from?
He's bounced around a little bit, but I think he's basically a BC boy.
Okay, how did you all get together?
It all sort of back in 2007, just through a mutual friend. Jim and I met each other at a campfire. We were just all through a mutual friend there playing some tunes around the campfire, and we liked what each other was doing, so we just decided to make a phone call, get together, and then it all started from there. And then we found Noel. Noel's wife actually taught Jim's kids at elementary school.
Oh,
so
wow.
Then we found
okay.
our drummer, and then we found that all of us can sing, and it all started from there.
That's pretty nice, yeah. And so you, Trevor, you've liked music ever since, I guess, you were growing up. Did you come from a musical family?
Well, my granddad was actually in the big bands in Winnipeg. I mean, he had actually a musical instrument repair shop in Winnipeg and then out in Vancouver. So I must get a little bit from there, but it was sort of the car rides when I was young, the old Waylon tapes and Alabama tapes in the car with my dad and my mom always playing that. I just started pretty young actually having a passion for country music.
Okay, good times led to music. So you started writing music too when you were young.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of a bit of a shy kid, but I could always sort of tell a story and write a song. So it wasn't until later in life. I mean, I'm 31 now, but it wasn't until mid-08 that I actually ever first got on stage.
Okay.
I was just sort of behind the scenes writing songs, but now that we're doing it, I love it. I wouldn't take it back.
And that's wonderful. So you're doing it full-time now?
Well, we actually do have our full-time jobs.
Okay.
Music's definitely our passion, but we're just trying to find a way to make it our full-time.
Oh, that's great. Now, you came out with your, was it your first CD, Down This Road?
Down This Road, yeah. We released that in late 2008, and, you know, it got a little bit of radio play across Canada, but it was sort of our first effort, maybe a little bit rough around the edges, but it's got a pretty good feel, I think.
Yeah, we loved it here. We played quite a few singles from it. And right now, your latest single, you just released that at the end of April, actually, Can't Leave You Behind, and I really love the song. We enjoy playing it here.
Oh, and we appreciate you adding it. Thanks for saying that. It's a song I wrote a couple of years ago. Just, you know, it has a couple of meanings to me. When I first wrote it, it was sort of about a fiery, passionate relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
they love each other as much as they fight, you know, and then the slamming screen doors. I sort of had that vision in my head when I wrote it.
Okay.
And then I just, the other day, I actually just sort of put a slideshow together and put it on YouTube for Can't Leave You Behind. And unfortunately, my dad passed away about a year and a half ago, and I'd put a couple pictures in there in the slideshow, and it actually sort of takes on a whole different meaning, so it's kind of a sentimental song as well.
Okay, so it's kind of changed with the slideshow, I guess, then, at least the meaning, yeah. So anybody can go to YouTube and look for the song, Can't Leave You Behind, and we'll see the video.
Yeah, you can type in Murray Band, Can't Leave You Behind, and the single's actually available for sale on iTunes and CD Baby.
Good. Okay. Right. That's something to look for there. And you have a website too. How do we get to your website?
You go to Murray Band, MURRAYBAND, MurrayBand.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you on Facebook too, like some of the others? Or?
Yeah, we are. We have a Facebook group, a Murray Band group on Facebook.
That's great. Now, you played yesterday, planning a lot of other different activities throughout the summer and maybe part of the fall too?
Yeah, we play a lot of original music, so we're not doing a lot of... We don't play a lot of covers. We play a lot of originals. We like the fairs and festivals in the summer. And no immediate plans to travel to head out east. But we do plan on playing some fairs and festivals here this summer.
Oh, that's great! Around the region, a lot of people, I imagine, looking forward to that.
I hope so.
Good. Now, the single "Can't Leave You Behind" is that maybe a little prelude to another CD coming out soon?
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't recorded it. We've got the songs written.
Okay.
But it's just a matter of coming up with the time and the money. We've all got families, and we'll probably put another release out maybe in 2-3 months, and then hope to release a CD shortly after.
Oh, that would be fun. Well, we're enjoying playing the song right now, Can't Leave You Behind. That's great. Now, anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I was just thinking about Sherbrooke, and that's where, isn't that the big hockey stick?
Yeah, it is. Somebody else mentioned that. One of the other artists mentioned that the other day.
Well, I was thinking about a song I wrote called Run Out. It's on our album, Down This Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually just about that. It's about a long Canadian winter. It's sort of a hockey town. And, I'll send you that song if you don't have it already, but I have a feeling your listeners and your part of the country might really appreciate that song called Run Out.
Oh, we'd love that. We'd actually really love that. That's great. Anything else?
That's kind of it. You sort of know about us and our influences, and we just really appreciate you taking the time to have us here on the air. And
we love it here, and definitely, we'll be watching you and your music, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Maureen.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Sail your house, you can sail your car, you can pawn anything that you don't want no more, but I can't leave you behind. Take the train, you can take the bus, you can run away, but you cannot hide from love. So I can't leave you behind. We got a lot of miles to go. Still you push me on out the door, but I can't leave you too hard. Sometimes I've had enough, but the thing about you is I know you'll never give up. So I can't leave you behind. me on out the door. But I can't leave you behind. Sometimes you tell me so, but still you let me back through the door, 'cause you can't leave me here behind. We got a lot of miles to go, we got a lot of hills to climb, but I can't leave you behind.
That was Can't Leave You Behind by Canadian band Murray Band, CJMQ 88.9 FM.